Please stand, if you are able, for the reading of the Gospel according to Mark chapter 9, beginning with verse 38. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell where the fire never goes out. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with each other. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Got something for you. That sign says, ask Judy, 10 cents. The doctor is in.
Judy! Judy, are you... Oh, there you are. Judy. Oh, just terrible. I'm just going to pieces. Oh, you gotta help me.
What is it?
Oh, just everything. It's just... I've lost control of everything. Help me.
Have you tried screaming on the top of your lungs?
Yes! Oh, yes. I scream a lot.
Have you tried blaming your husband?
Oh, yes. But he refuses to take responsibility.
They never do. Oh. Flaming all the cupboard doors?
Yeah, I got a lot of them in my kitchen. I even kicked the refrigerator.
Everyone does that. Have you tried praying?
What is that?
You know, getting down on your knees and asking God to help you kind of praying.
I can't do that. My knees. Oh.
Sitting or standing is just as effective.
Well, I don't know. Isn't there anything I can destroy?
Trust me, it's a lot less stressful.
To pray?
Jesus promised to be with us. He promised to hear our prayers. And by trusting in him, we know that it's our best interest in mind. And we don't have to worry because he's in control.
Well, I don't know. Isn't there something else I can do before I do that?
It's a lot easier.
Well, you know, I really have more fun blaming my husband.
You'll get over it.
This sounds like a last-ditch thing.
It usually is for most people, but what you gotta lose?
I don't know. My knees. I don't have to get on my knees. I guess I've used up everything else I could do. Maybe I could try it. Now I lay me down to sleep. Is that an appropriate prayer?
We all gotta start with the basics.
There was a really bad storm came to this little town, and the rain just fell in buckets. Lightning flashed, the thunder roared, the winds howled, and it rained and it rained and it rained. And then the creeks started to rise, and then pretty soon the rivers overflowed their banks. And they became worried because, according to radar, this was going to go on for days. And so the mayor and the council decided to order an emergency alert, which turned into an evacuation notice as water began running down Main Street, washing cars away. And so the police went out, they went door to door throughout the community, making sure that everybody was gone and moved to higher ground. They got to one old-timer's house, and he was still home. And they said, "Come on, you got to leave. Floods are coming." He said, "No, no." He says, "I've prayed. God will provide." So the police left. The rain continued to come down. The rivers continued to overflow their banks. The water came all the way up into his yard, and pretty soon it came into his first floor. So he went up the steps to the second story, and he went into the bedroom, sat down by the window, and the water crept up the steps. And pretty soon a boat came by, and the firemen were in it. And the firemen come over to the window, and they said, "Come on, get in the boat. We'll take you to safety." And the man said, "No, no, I've prayed. God will provide." And the water continued to rise, and the man went up into the attic and out the window and onto the roof. And the water kept coming up, and he climbed up on the chimney. And he heard a whirring noise, and he looked up, and there was a Coast Guard helicopter, and they lowered a ladder, and they said, "Come on aboard, we'll take you to safety." And the man said, "No, no, I've prayed, God will provide." So they left, and the waters swept him away, and he drowned. When he got to heaven, he went over to God, and he said, "God, I don't get it. I prayed and prayed and prayed, and you said you'd provide." And God says, "I did provide. I sent you police, I sent you firemen, I sent you a helicopter." God has provided for our safety right here in the Word. God has given us rules and regulations to live by for our own good. God has set boundaries here and here. In between, he says, make all the decisions you want, but don't be on these points. Here in Mark, in today's lectionary reading in Mark, it says that we're to set a good example for others to follow. So that we be careful that we don't cause them to stumble, especially anybody who believes in Jesus. The Bible says that if we cause somebody to stumble, to wander away from their faith, if we're the reason for that, then it would be better if we tied a millstone, big round stone with a hole in the middle, big round stone, we're better, tie it around your neck and throw yourself into the sea. You'd be better off than the punishment you'll get for causing somebody to walk away from their faith. Now, God is telling us for our own benefit so that we are careful about the examples that we set, so that we are careful to do what it is that's pleasing to God, not to cause anybody to stumble. And he goes on to say here, beginning with verse 43, that if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. You know, better to be maimed than to go to hell. What is it with the hands? He doesn't literally mean to take a knife and cut our hands off, you know. Hey, it was pretty good, huh? Yeah. I didn't do that first service, so you got a little extra there. But hands are what we do things with. This is about getting involved doing things. It's how we do ministry, how we reach out to other people. But if what you're doing is wrong, if what you're doing leads you away from God, causes you to stumble in your faith, then cut it off. Your feet, it says next to feet. If your feet caused you to stumble, cut them off. Better to be a cripple and go to heaven. What do our feet do? Our feet take us places. We go to different places. And there are some places that we go that aren't very good for us. I'm not just talking about the bar or the strip club or the gambling joint. I'm talking about going to the football game or going shopping when you should be something going on that night and you're needed somewhere else. You should be maybe in church or you should be helping somebody else out. We need to cut our feet off to do the hard thing, to make the sacrifice and do what it is that God wants us to do instead of turning our back on God. Sometimes our feet carry us away from where we're supposed to be. So if our feet cause us to stumble, to wander away from God, cut them off. And I don't mean literally cut them off, but make the hard choices. If your eye offends, if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out. Ugh, that's just gross. Pluck your eyeball out. But what is it we do with the eyes? We see. We read. We watch. The eyes are the window to the soul. We take in information through the eyes. And if you're reading and watching and taking in stuff that is not good for you, that is contrary to the Word of God, that is causing you to stumble in your faith, then you should do whatever it takes to cut that habit off, to quit that, to turn your back on that. We should only be taking into our lives those things that are good and pure and holy, that increase our faith so that we can set a good example for others to follow so that they don't stumble. Rules and regulations. God provides. God wants to take care of us. But Jesus said that the things that I have done, you will do. Jesus said in John 14, 15, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And you hear me say that a lot. Is it easy? No. Jesus said, if you want to be my follower, you'll pick up your cross daily and you'll follow me. And on that cross, we nail all of our earthly desires, the lust of the flesh, the places that we'd like our feet to take us, the things that we'd like our hands to do, the things that we'd like to look at with our eyes, the things that are not good for us. We nail them to the cross and we follow Jesus. And God is telling us that in his word because he loves us. Because he set boundaries for us. And in James, which Tracy read, James chapter 5, it says, is anyone in trouble? Let them pray. Trouble comes in all kinds of shapes, sizes, and forms. Physical, mental, spiritual, financial. Trouble with relationships, trouble at home, trouble with work, trouble at church. Could be any kind of thing. But if you're in trouble, don't just moan and groan about it, but pray, the Bible says here in James 5. Pray. Talk to God. Is any among you happy? Then let them sing songs of praise. That's why we do joys and concerns, because we're happy, we give God the glory. We are praising the Lord. And it's important for the world to see us as Christians praising the Lord, giving God the glory for the things that we have. That encourages their faith. Is any among you sick, mentally, physically, or spiritually? Let them call upon the elders of the church who will anoint them with oil and pray for them. And they will be healed. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for each other, and you will be forgiven. You know, we don't do that enough. Now, every month we have a healing service right down here. There's about four or five of us to get together, maybe six, seven. And we sit here and we talk a little bit. I read some scriptures, give a little devotion, talk about that. We have some prayers. Then I go up here, and one at a time, people come down. We have communion, and then I anoint with oil. And then we make a prayer circle, and we're done. The only requirement is that you come expecting God to do something in your life. God expects that. Is any among you sick? Let them call upon the elders of the church, who will pray for them and anoint them with oil. God gives us rules and regulations because he loves us. Just like we do to our children, God loves us that way too. We're going to, come on down, guys. We're going to offer anointing today. For anybody that wants it, come on down. We'll have two anointing teams, and we will anoint you with the sign of the cross in the name of Jesus, name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because we believe in the power of Almighty God, because we believe in the authority of God's word, because we believe that we've got problems. We believe that people are sick mentally, physically, and spiritually. We believe that there's room for improvement for all of us. This is the word of God for the children of God. That's right. Thanks be to God. Do you believe in the authority of God's word? If you do, say amen. 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 Then come and be anointed. God loves you, and so do I.